Okay, so the diagnosis is obviously neonatal respiratory distress syndrome, more simply known as NRDS or hyaline membrane disease. This is characterized by a deficiency of surfactant production by preterm neonates, usually under 34 weeks gestation. The type 2 pneumocytes in the lung, they contain specialized organelles called lamellar bodies, which produce surfactant. So there's decreased lamellar bodies in NRDS. You also need to know that healthy surfactant will have an increased, greater than 2 to 2.4, an increased lecithin to sphingomyelin ratio, also known as the dipalmitoyl phosphatidylcholine to sphingomyelin ratio. So in NRDS, that ratio is decreased. Now looking at some of the parameters here, the purpose of surfactant is to prevent alveolar collapse. Okay, it's a slightly oily substance. It will decrease the hydrogen bonding, those hydrophilic forces that will enable the alveoli to collapse, okay? So there will be increased elastic recoil in the setting of NRDS, that's our answer here. And this contrasts with pulmonary compliance, which is the opposite. Pulmonary compliance is the ability of the lung to expand slash stay open, the alveolar spaces to stay open. So normally, surfactant will decrease elastic recoil and increase pulmonary compliance. In this setting, with a deficiency of surfactant, we're going to have increased elastic recoil, decreased pulmonary compliance. Looking at some of the other answer choices, alveolar radii, that would be decreased rather than increased simply because we have increased elastic recoil. Choice E, surfactant, obviously that's wrong. We have a decrease of surfactant here. And then radial traction, that can be a distractor for some. That's a bit of an annoying term, but it's high yield for step one NBMEs. Radial traction refers to a stickiness, colloquially put, a stickiness on the outside of the airways in restrictive lung disease. When we have fibrosis, essentially holding on to those airways and preventing them from collapsing. So why that's relevant is because in restrictive lung disease, we have a normal or increased FEV1 over FVC, whereas in obstructive lung disease, it's a decreased ratio. So the reason in restrictive lung disease the ratio is normal or increased is because of radial traction. It's because our FEV1 does not decrease as much as we'd expect because the radial traction is sticky on the outside of the airways, preventing the airways from collapsing. So that's it for this question. Just your take-home point is surfactant normally will function to decrease elastic recoil, increase pulmonary compliance. In NRDS, we're going to have increased elastic recoil, decreased pulmonary compliance. That's it.